and clean those ears, and then we put them in salt water and soak them a day or two, and then we ready to. Now, since we've got a freezer, I package them and put whatever you think you want, and 2 feet and an ear and a piece of the nose, half it, in a package, and that makes a pretty good meal for 3 or 4.
What was in with the turnip greens yesterday?
A horse joke.
That's
Hog's Joe. That's what we use it for. And Hog's Joe fried is awful good. Really, it's better than bacon, take it as a whole. Mm-hmm. But used to, we just used it because we had a lot of turnip greens, and most everybody liked turnip greens. It's awful good for anyone, too. Mm-hmm. Got lots of iron in it. Mm-hmm. And so we used it because usually we'd have plenty of bacon and shoulders and ham, and the Hog's Joe then, we used it for the cooking of the greens, was what it's safe for. But it's just really good fried. Mm-hmm. Mother likes it better than she does. Well, we don't use too much in the turnip greens because we don't care too much about it, so most of it we fry it rather than them.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of things to eat, when you were a girl, what did you call that bone that comes from a chicken? Looks like
wishbone.
That's the wishbone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you pull it apart with somebody and?
The one that got the shortest ones was the one that's gonna get married first.
Oh, I see. I see. Did you ever hear the short part of the bone? If you pulled it apart, you'd have two parts. Did you ever hear the short part being called the boy bone?
No,
Like that.
Might be, and so I don't know. They might have.
That goes along with what you say about getting married.
Might have been.
You catch the boy. Well, that's very interesting about the different foods. Do you think of anything I should have asked and didn't?
Well, no. Talking about peanuts, we raise peanuts.
Oh, yes.
And Mother has made peanut butter with it. And it was good too. Mm-hmm. And but of course we don't now, but if I had a big family, why, I would. Because peanut butter is really good for children. And little folks can't eat peanuts because they can't masticate them enough. Mm-hmm. But now they can eat the peanut butter easily.
When you were a girl, did you call them peanuts?
Goobers.
Goobers. you didn't use both terms.
Goobers. When we was kids, that was just about what we called them. Mm-hmm. And of course, peanuts now are used. You don't ever hear goobers anymore much. But when I was a kid, that was what this all called.
I see.
And we had a big old chestnut tree over in the field, Pappy did, and we had chestnuts and hickorynuts and walnuts, pecans, and anything like that when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And hazelnuts, you see the bottom was down below the house, and the hazel bushes were down there, and the big old scaly bark hickorynuts and things like that.
You mentioned the bottom. What different words did you use to describe land?
Hill land and bottom land and things like that, I guess, would be about all I remember.
Did you ever hear of anybody talk about buckshot land?
That's old crawfishy kind. They called it crawfishy. It's white.
I see. Mm-hmm. Or gumbo.
Well, I guess it'd be that old Murray kind, because down in that bottom, there's a lot of that. That's the reason why they'd have to go around until they built this levee. Mm-hmm. And they cross-laid part of it, with old tie things. Well, of course, it wouldn't last long with the traffic and all ahead over it. Mm-hmm. But it was that old gumbo land is...